end of the day, managers are managers, and there is no higher or lower.
No,
this may be him, or I think it's mostly Terry. But
yeah. Hello.
Hello, it's Terry.
Hello, Terry. How are you, sir?
I'm not too bad, mate. You?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Not too bad. I suppose one of the first questions is that I didn't find out until this morning. I was speaking to Keith. I didn't even realise that you know, that they got a late equaliser. I thought it must have been an absolute killer.
Yeah, weren't an ideal finish of the game, that. But I think it was like 94th minute or 95th minute, something like that. So yeah, from thinking we're going to get a decent point away, we've ended up coming away with nothing. But you know, they're a good side, top of the league, and you have to take that on the chin sometimes.
Hello, Joe. It's Keith.
Hello, Keith. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. You?
Good. Yeah, not too bad.
Good. Tell, was there a delay in the game?
There was a problem with the floodlights, so we had an 8 o'clock kickoff.
Okay.
So yeah, it's only 15 minutes. It's one of them things. Not league football. You have to take that on the chin and get on with it, don't you?
Yeah, it didn't really disrupt too much then, if it was.
No, not really. It's just, you know, it's lucky enough. They sort of like told us, you know, well beforehand, so the you know, both sets of players were informed and, you know, adjusted their warm-ups, etc. You know, just 15 minutes later on, so not a problem there.
Yeah, I've read a few reports, and obviously, you know, people speak to me still at Thames Meade, but just talk us through the game. What's obviously top of the table, first versus second. Was it that sort of way? Was it cagey? Was it
very
cagey? Decent game?
I think we, it's the truth now, and I think we, you know, we made it that way, the way I set us up. We didn't want them to play any football at all, because as you know, if you try to play against them on that pitch over there, 12 wins on the spin, or 13 as it is now, says it all. So yeah, it was pretty cagey, as you'd expect, I suppose. You know, none of us wanted to give anything away. But in saying that, there was quite a few chances. You know, we had two or three good chances. They had probably four or five, if the truth's known. And it ended up just more or less the last kick of the game, which was a bit of a blow. But you know, that's non-league football.
We've obviously, I think I read it was a decent strike from Duckworth.
Yeah, the bits on the break. It's it's funny how football changes so quick. It's you know, we're on the attack, we're on the edge of their 18-yard box. We lose possession, and they've ended up, I don't know, is it two or three passes? You know, but they've got plenty of movement, as you know. Two or three passes later, the lad who'd done really nothing during the game has rifled it past Walker, who was superb on the night. But I think you could have had two or three goalkeepers in the goal, and no one would have stopped. So it was a good strike from the boy. I think his name's Duckworth.
Yeah, James come from us.
Yeah, he struck it well. He shouldn't have struck it any better.
No, I know, obviously, the result away from home, and you know, we've all been there, especially, you know, the last minute goals kill you. But you've had a good start, really. I come and watch you play Harlow last week, and I was impressed. I was saying to Davey, I was disappointed with Harlow, but I thought you'd done a good job on them. And you know, you've had a few tough games, and you've come through, really. And you know, the league's strong, as you can imagine, and you're still in there.
Yeah, well, I think it's certainly the strongest since I've been in it this season, without a doubt. And you know, the Arlo game, we sort of, you know, Craig sort of set up the same way as Arlo. They play the same sort of system, so it was just a case for us to try and emulate, you know, what we'd done against Arlo, and to a certain extent we did. But yeah, as you say, the last minute goal, I don't want to keep mentioning it, so I'm getting wound up now. But
tell me about it.
You know, I've been speaking to about 3 o'clock this morning. You keep going over things in your head, because, you know, maybe do things different. But that's, you know, that's non-league football. It's not. It's just one of them. And I think, you know, speaking to a couple of their fellas after the game, I think they'd sort of settled for a draw as well. But there you go. I've got to say, it's the first time I've come up against Tony and the boys over at Cray. I know there was at your club before, but what a nice bunch of people to play football the right way as well. I've got to say that.
No, that's right. I've known Tony for years, and Razor, I know Razor, and obviously for me, they were. I know it's difficult talking about Mel Clubs, but they were the team to beat for me, with the side they've brought down there and the football they play. And obviously they've had a couple of hiccups, but you know, for you've seen quite a lot of the top sides now. Would you say that they're the favourites?
I'd say that if anyone comes above them, they'll be champions.
Mm.
They've not got any weaknesses, have they? You know, the goalkeeper's fantastic. He's probably one of their best players.
Bluey's excellent. He's one of their best outfield players. His passing is fantastic.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And to be fair, I've always said it. If he got injured for a period, and God hope he don't, because I know him, he's a nice lad. They're massive boots to fill. Not only is he just a good keeper, I think if he was a few inches bigger, he'd make pro.
Yeah,
but his distribution is the best I've ever seen.
Unbelievable. Best passer of the ball on the pitch last night, without a doubt. Mm. But you know, that's not, you know, they've got other players as well. They're just a good, well-drilled, you know, football team, and they're a great club, and they play at a great club on a great surface, and
yeah.
I use that to their full ability, so to speak. So I think you know, out of the teams we've played so far, obviously I haven't come up against Bury, or one or two others, but I'd say that whoever comes above them is will win the league.
So, I mean, the game on Monday against Harlow, was it easier than you expected it to be, or?
No.
I'm just asking.
No.
Don't mind me, mate.
Against Harlow, you know, you've got people like Reedy in the team who's got, I don't know how many goals he's got this year already, but
13.
He scored against us, albeit a penalty. But no, it's never an easy game against Harlow. We haven't had an easy game yet. We played Redbridge, my old club, on Saturday last week. And that weren't an easy game. Although the scoreline said 5-2, I can tell you, it was a lot closer than that. And, you know, that was a tough game, a physical game, obviously different. I'm not saying they're as good a football side as either Arlo or Cray. But all the same, you've got to compete against these teams. And that's what I think so hard about the division this year. I think there's quite a few teams that, you know, play a lot of football. And there's, you know, whereas the other half are more physical, so you've got to be able to handle both sides of the game, I suppose.
I mean, do you think, you know, there's sort of a split in the middle of the table, or wherever the split may sort of, there always seems to be some kind of a split in the table, you know, sort of come Christmas or whatever else. I mean, for me, I think there's probably going to be quite a large split between, you know, whatever two positions the split comes, it'll be quite a big point difference between the two, because it does seem to be sort of like a, you know, I don't know, three quarters of a dozen of, you know, decent sides that could get in the playoffs or win it. And then you've got the others that are sort of just, you know, that can cause the odd surprise here and there.
I think the key to what you said there is Christmas time. I think that's when the split become apparent, because I don't think it is at the moment. Mm. I think you can go down to, I don't know, 14th or 15th. And as so often in this league, not just this season, but previous, if you get a little run together, four, five or six games, you can go from, you know, fifth, sixth from bottom to fifth, sixth from top.
Yeah,
so,
which is what Deerham have done at the minute, I think.
Yeah. But, you know, this, in my opinion, I'd expect Deerham to be up there. I think they've just had a bit of a bad start, maybe. but, yeah, you know, that's point proven. If you go on a little run, you can go from, you know, being bottom four or five to the top four or five. Mm. Again, go back to Redbridge. They had a fantastic start. I think they won their first three or four.
Yeah.
Obviously, they haven't won since. So that's how things change so quick in the Ryman North this season.
Trophy at the weekend then? I mean, how do you feel you're going to get on against Brighton? That's not an easy tie either.
No, I'd much rather be playing someone that is not in our division. But it is what it is. I know quite a bit. You know, quite a bit about Brighton. I make myself busy, as you know. So obviously they're going to know a little bit about us now as well. It'll be a tough game. We've got an home draw, obviously, so hopefully that pays dividends for us.
I mean, if you win that, tell me, do you know where you go from there?
I don't know where I'm going. No, I don't know. I really don't. I haven't looked that far. The next couple of games we've got, obviously, if the result goes for us on Saturday, we've got Maidstone at home in the Kent Trophy on the Monday, and then Romford the following Saturday.
Paul must be looking forward to that.
What was that, sorry?
Paul must be looking forward to the Maidstone game.
I'd have thought so, yeah. I'd have thought so. Well, you know, so am I. We've got to be looking forward to playing a club like that, haven't we?
Yeah.
So, obviously I'm not thinking about that at the moment. That'd be, you know, back in my mind until Saturday night, so to speak.
I mean, for the Coffers Hotel, would you have rather that been the other way round?
I don't know whether you share it, do you, in the FA Trophy? I'm not sure.
It's the Kent Cup, isn't it?
I'll swap it.
Yeah. Obviously, for people listening to it, have you settled in now? You've been there since sort of end of Jan. You know, you've gone through, your feet are right under the table now. Have things sort of panned out for you personally and as your rest of the staff?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. We still kept a majority of the players from last season, which was pleasing. We've added, you know, half a dozen as well, which we felt we needed to bring in. But yeah, it's all going well. It's at the moment, you know, in the league especially, we're doing very well, and that always makes it a little bit more charming, don't it? You know, so yeah, really enjoying it at the moment. I've got a good team around me, good coaches, and more importantly, got a good squad of players.
I always get his name wrong, your maniac of a striker,
Tyrus.
I mean, that guy is just something else. He's just unbelievable. I mean, yeah. I mean, especially that game at the end of the season when he came down, and I think we spoke about it before, you know, with his dislocated shoulder. No, that was just something else.
Yeah. He's that's a good way of describing him, actually. Yeah, he's
I wouldn't say that to his face, mind you.
Sorry?
I would say that to his face, mind you.
No, he's a good lad, Cyrus. He's a good lad. Keep a vouch for that.
Yeah, he's a good boy. Smashing
yeah, he's fella. Unfortunately, he misses our next three games. He got a red card against Redbridge. So that's his second red card this year, unfortunately. And I think sometimes, you know, the way he plays, he's sort of like an all-action, never-say-die character. Sometimes some refs, I think, see him as a bit of a... Not, I don't want to say a thug, but I think they see him as a little bit reckless, if that's a better word. And he's so enthusiastic.
Yeah,
right,
the way he plays, he's 100% in it. He just runs around all over the place. He's not malicious. No, he's not.
No, it's a real shame because he loves his football, as you know. And he's a bit devastated at the moment. He misses the next few games, but again, you know, that's non-league football. So, he's definitely a miss. He's definitely a miss when he's not available, that's for sure.
But we've got the manager and from Hoddesdon, the guys in from Hoddesdon. I mean, have you ever never had a fantastic sort of cut run so far this season?
Yep.
and then go to Brentwood in the next round? But I mean, have you ever been on the sort of end of a semi-giant killing yourself, or you know, or been the opposite way round?
I've been the opposite way round at Redbridge a few years ago. We got to the second round proper, we lost to Crawley. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a once in a lifetime experience. That season I'd only just taken over. We'd come out of the Essex Senior League from Stansted, a lot of us, and just went on a run that was unbelievable, really. You know, we started off in the we should have lost, actually. We played a team called Cockfosters, who I think the boys here know.
Yeah, we know them very well.
Yeah, they, to be fair, they absolutely tanked us, and we won 2-1. And we just went on a roll from there. We beat Ebbsfleet along the way, who obviously was in the conference national then. We beat Dunstable, who was, big hitters at the time as well. Oxford City ended up going out to Crawley away, who'd had a nice young manager there called Steve Evans.
You're lying about both. I know him.
You know what? In the game, he was a complete and utter
nutter.
But I mean, after the game, what a nice man, really. Yeah. Sincerely, I mean that. He was a nice fellow. I don't think he'd have been as nice if we'd have beat him.
Crawley was going through the stage, weren't they, of throwing money at it to get through the leagues as well.
What's that, Crawley?
When you played them.
Yeah, they had a lad scored an hat-trick against us, and they sold him for $1 million a week later to Bournemouth. So that tells you the sort of, you know, they was top of the league, they was top of their division as well at the time. To get that far in the FA Cup is just a dream, really. You know, we were sort of just eye as a kite for about three or four months, you know. So,
Terry's
and then all of a sudden we was playing Crawley on a Saturday, and we played Ilford at home in front. I think there was about 3,500 or 4,000 at Crawley. We played Ilford at home on a Tuesday. There was 45 and two dogs. So that's the difference. But so what? Is it Oddiston have got? Who have they got?
Brentwood.
Oh, okay. At home, yeah.
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 It's not a bad draw for them, is it? You know. Hopefully they get through. Be great to see that. I think one of the guys there at Oddiston knows Tony. Maybe Tony.
Yeah, well, Terry. I was just going to ask you if Tony's still with you over at Thamesmead.
Yeah, he's taking he's on his sunbed at the minute, as you know.
Yeah, he loves a sunbed.
Yeah, he loves an Olivier sunbed. Yeah. So he's a great character. As you know.
Yeah, Tony was our first team manager a few years ago.
Oh, was he? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, good guy. Listen, talking of which, I run the club Twitter account over at Hoddesdon, and so I'm kind of involved in all things social media. And while I was looking on your Twitter page a couple of weeks ago, I saw a video that somebody posted on there. I think it was after one of your games that you won. I don't know if it was a cup game or a league game. And I think you might know the video I'm talking about, because there's some interesting dance moves on there.
I think I've got a good idea. Yeah.
Do you want to take me through your and Tony's dance moves while we've got you on?
Well, yeah, you can do. It's very short. We're both rubbish. but it's one of them. If you don't do it, they fine you. So yeah, exactly. It's either look like a complete idiot or pay them a fiver.
No, I was impressed, mate. It looks like you got some rhythm about you. I was impressed.
Now you're lying. Maybe Tony. No, that's not my forte, shall we say.
Okay. All right. I was impressed, though, anyway.
He's doing it all now, then.
Yeah.
So I mean, next game's coming up then for Thamesmead. I mean, you've just having a quick look through some of the games in October. If we get the computer to stay still for a minute, you know, Romford at home, then you know, Cray Wanderers again in the reverse.
Yeah.
I mean, that must be a bit of a difficult. I mean, Keith was saying one about playing some of the top teams, and already you're playing Cray Wanderers.
I think we've got you guys.
Yeah, the week after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the league's. It's not just us. I think it's happened to everyone.
No, it's everyone too. Yeah. I was talking to this the other day, and obviously I know Kelly's my mate as well. But what they tried to do is they tried to make sure that if you travelled on a Tuesday somewhere, they had to come to you. But the way it's panned out is that basically the league's, it's like you're playing two leagues. It's like you play one up till Christmas and then play everyone else after Christmas twice. And it's we've paid nearly. After next month, I think we've nearly played six teams, twice.
Twice, yeah. That makes sense, does it?
Nah.
That makes sense. I think it's probably made it a little bit easier for them. But, I mean, the flip side of that in non-league football is, you know, yourself, a team can change at any moment from being, you know,
decent
to rubbish. Not very good to...
Or the other way, yeah.
Or the other way around. You know, a new manager comes in, brings a whole new flock of players or whatever. And all of a sudden, it's I know that's non-league football, but
yeah.
I don't know. I guess there's an argument for both sides, but I'm old school, and I just think that you should play, everyone before Christmas and then everyone after Christmas.
I'm the same as that as well.
But what do we know?
It's the first time it's happened, and obviously at the beginning it wasn't a bad idea. Like you have to travel to Wroxham, they travel to you, but now it's just Like you said, you're going to Cray one, and then fortnight later, if you're going to have a midweek game, why don't you put the Cray one later on in a year and bring, else in your league, Whittam or something.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And obviously, we were saying last night, we'd have rather played Cray on a Saturday.
Of course.
Just, maybe get a few more people through the gates. I don't think there was, I think they had quite, 200 or 300 there on Sunday against Redbridge. I'm pretty sure there weren't even half out there last night. It is what it is. We're all in the same boat. No one's got an advantage over it. So just get on with it.
Well, you've got some toughies though, Tony. I mean, you've got Romford, then Cray, then Chesson, then Harlow, Wroxham, Thurrock away, which ain't going to be easy. And then of course with Jodie Brown going back in at Heybridge Swifts, you've got them. The last week of the month.
Well, there's a point in, it turn around there, Jody, without a doubt. It get players in and it turn Heybridge round. We said at the start of the conversation, I really do believe that this is the toughest Ryman North league with the teams in it that I've been involved with, without a doubt, because there ain't no easy games. There's just not an easy game. You look at the guys down at Barkingside and they might be chopping and changing their players every week, but you know, of reports on them, and they can hurt you. Mm. Aaron Gay Barrow last night over at your place at Arlo. You know, yeah, these teams can, you know, they can beat anybody on their day. So it just makes it a little bit harder, I think. But obviously more enjoyable, and hopefully get more supporters for everyone's gates.
Well, I saw something on Twitter myself, and I must admit it's just come to mind when John was talking about that. They were saying on there again the other day about that they're talking about putting in a transfer window again down into non-league. I mean, if that was to happen, would that be a disaster for us?
That'd never work.
It would be for me at the moment.
No, it can never work. I mean, obviously, in the pro league, there's money involved.
Contracts, isn't it?
You know,
more than anything.
Contracts and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. I can never see that working. And to be fair, I wouldn't want to see it working because, you know, a player at non-league level can be brilliant 1 week and then poor for the next 3 or 4 weeks, or you fall out with them, or whatever.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If a lad's not playing, he's got the right to move on.
Right to move on, yeah. So, and I think that's right. I think that's how it should be.
Yep.
Personally, but again, what do we know?
So I mean, the actual, how do you see the season panning out then for Thamesmead for the rest of the year? I mean, are you hoping to be in those playoffs or even going for the promotion?
No, hoping for the playoffs and promotion. Do nicely. You know, that's the target. I'm not gonna give it the old mid table ado, because that ain't me. Anyone who knows me is that's not me. Playoffs is the target that we've set ourselves.
They're great, the playoffs, aren't they?
Depends, Keith. I'm not talking to you.
So I'm looking at Dave as well, what I'm saying.
We don't talk about that. We only talk about the future now. You know that.
No, I was just looking at Dave. I wasn't meaning
you. We'll tell you the story of why Terry... Do you know why Terry hates
no,
the playoffs?
No,
but we'll go on, the Keith.
No. Just move it forward.
Do you want to tell him, Tell?
No, you tell him when I'm off the radio.
All right, mate. I'll tell him.
Well, I still must have liked you.
And I lost to a team on penalties. How about that?
And he ain't too far away from you guys.
Yeah, we'll fill you in a minute. I'll tell you the story.
No,
it's the most unbelievable season of all time.
I do love the playoffs, actually. I think they're a great way.
I go and watch them every year, even if you're in them or not. The reason why I like the playoffs, and I know there's loads of clubs say, and obviously Harlow won, you know, you've got 100-odd points and you're 25 points clear of the team that's got promoted, but everyone knows this at the beginning of the season, and I think it keeps the whole season alive, because the teams that are 10th will try and beat you, because they, like you said, 4 wins, bang, they're in the playoffs. And you know, there is no, not throwing games, but there is no end of season games in February. And that's why I like it, and you've still got a chance.
I agree with that. The only thing I would change, for obvious reasons, is I'd like the top two to go up. And then the next four.
Yeah, and it's, you know, like, yeah, you just got to open another place in the playoff.
I do think it's harsh, and I'm talking through experience here.
Yeah.
It is tough to come runners up, so to speak. You know, by any amount of points, but to have to go into that the playoff situation and actually lose is, you know, it takes quite a while to get over it, I'll tell you that. So I think if I could change anything, it would be that. So I do, you know, I think obviously the top two deserve to go up. But again,
There's a lot of smirking and sniggering going on in the studio at the moment.
I don't know why.
I'm going to go home and have another nightmare tonight.
he's gutted. Last year he's going, we can't have Furyk. If we get Furyk, we're going out. And I'm looking at him going, what are you on about?
I told you, didn't I? Didn't I say it?
He did. And I kept looking at him going, what? And I watched the game and then we went.
It was horrific, but and still getting cold sweats about it now, Till.
Well, that's
but you'd rather be in them than not.
If you remember rightly, I called the winners of that.
Yeah, you did.
And I think there's, you know, that's why I like the playoffs, because it's one of them where teams like Brentwood or Keith's team that year, Thamesmead, and on any given day they could beat anyone, and that's what I think makes the playoffs so good. You know what I mean? I think it just keeps a lot of interest for, you know, half a dozen or maybe 10 clubs even.
Yeah.
Well, right to the last week of the season.
From Christmas that year, Till, we lost one game.
Yeah.
And then went straight up.
We've done it the other way around.
Yeah, you did, because you were flying, weren't you?
Yeah. First game,
you and Grace.
But, you know, I'm not saying don't have the playoffs. I think they're great, but I just feel that the top two should go up.
It's like any league, isn't it? You just want more spaces to get up the pyramid, and you know, we always say that if there's the league below, you only get one team come up.
Yeah.
You know, now we've got two, only the champions go up, and it was years with the conference you only had the one, and now it's two. And really, there should be three there, guaranteed.
It should be right the way through.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's the way it goes up and down, because, I do agree.
I guess finances come into that as well, though.
No, luck tell, we'd probably finish third.
Yeah, but then you might win the playoffs, you see.
Yeah, then we'll probably lose them as well. Anyway, enough of that. Let's get it off for us.
We're not even at Christmas yet.
No, that's what I mean, yeah. There's a lot of football to be played between now and
I'll take playoffs this year, though, mate, I have to.
So would I.
Yeah. I think any team in that league will, because we've said this at the beginning, so any of 14 teams can get in them easily.
I think so. I think you're right. I think there's definitely, especially, you know, the teams out in Norfolk Way and Suffolk Way.
Yeah.
You know, they're big clubs. Sudbury, Wroxham, Durham. You know, they're big clubs. For some reason, they always get underestimated. And I'll never understand that. Maybe because they're sort of like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, maybe probably. You know, I mean. Yeah, Sudbury are the ones that I think more that you think about because of the size of the club. And I said I think they can, but yeah, you're right. The Wroxhams, Durhams, and all that. You just sit there and think, well, you don't see them in your local paper. You don't see them.
No, you don't see nothing about them.
Yeah. I'm just hoping. I must admit that we don't need 3 points in our last game of the season to get into the playoffs because we've got Sudbury away.
But it was up last year, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah, and for 26 minutes we were actually champions, and then you scored, they scored, and that was the end of that.
That was the end of it. For 6 minutes, yeah?
26 minutes,
yeah. So 26, who's counting
that? Oh, yeah, exactly, I was. And then it all went wrong.
Ah, well.
So
non-league football, mate.
That's it, absolutely. Listen, Tel, thanks for giving up your time tonight.
No problem.
Really appreciate
it.
I do wish you all the very, very best for the season, and I say I'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
No problem, and yourself. See you later, fellas.
Thanks,
good luck in the FA Cup, you guys.
Cheers, Terry. Thanks,
mate. I'll see you soon, Keith. Yeah,
I'm sure you will, Tel. Take care, mate.
Cheers, fellas. Good luck.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Bye.